This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. That is correct. And the situation is we find ourselves in the first full week of December, the 4th to the 8th, wherein the folks, I feel like I'm doing a proclamation here, wherein the people of the United States deserve to have the information about what's going on News Talk radio stations, and whereas we have Michael Harrison as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here to go through the list, and whereas the list has been prepared, we are here ready to listen to the aforementioned Mr. Harrison.
Wow, you sound like something out of a legal document.
Or the old town criers, remember? The town criers?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I remember. I helped Paul Revere on his first run.
Right. You saddled his horse.
Yeah, exactly. So here we have an interesting week. We have another interesting week, Doug. And here's the way the stories went. Basically, at number 10, we've been talking about the death of television legend Norman Lear.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
The University of Nevada and Las Vegas shooting at number 9. At number 8, U.S. terror threats and the Houthi Red Sea attacks. Trump's legal battles at number 7. McCarthy announced he's going to exit Congress. Kevin McCarthy is going to leave at number 6. Number 5, the Ukraine-Israel aid issue and the U.S. border crisis. At number 4, anti-Semitism and protests. Number 3, the Israel-Hamas war resumes. At number 2, the GOP debate and Hannity's Trump town hall. And at number 1, the 2024 presidential race. So there you go on that. On the people survey, we have Norman Lear at 10, George Santos at 9, at number 8, Tommy Tuberville, number 7, Mike Johnson, at number 6, Chris Ray. We have an interesting trio at number 5, Liz McGill, Claudine Gay, and Sally Kornbluth. At number 4, Gavin Newsom and Liz Cheney. At number 3, the GOP candidates. And at number 2, Donald Trump. Number 1, Joe Biden. And there you go.
All right. So, with regard to the Biden name and his presidency, I was brought into a conversation this week with Jennifer Horn. You know, Jen, she's been associated with my Good Day program for 18 years. She does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles on the Salem station, which is their stations are notably right of center. She said that she's found out from some inside source that the hierarchy of the Democratic Party says that Hunter Biden and that stuff has gone too far, and that that will be the demise of Joe Biden. And I noticed, you know, when we look at all of the things that are on here, we've had certainly both Bidens on our people list and story list for a number of months. Mr. Biden Jr. has been indicted on 9 tax charges as we head into the end of the week, and also some gun charges. And apparently this is the interesting conundrum here, and the reason I bring it up is because Trump and his legal problems, number 7 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, continuing to focus on that, and Biden and his legal problems with both himself and his son, bring us back around to asking that question that we've been asking ourselves for quite a long time. Is this the best we can do? And if it isn't, then who is the best person? Is Gavin Newsom the best person to be the Democratic standard bearer? A lot of people think he's maneuvering. There's this guy, Dean Phillips, is he the best guy to do it? And on the Republican side, you know, Nikki Haley. Did you watch any of that, by the way? The debate was number 2 this week on the card. Did you watch any of that?
I watched some of the replays of it.
And?
You know, yeah, so yes, I saw some of it.
And what did you think?
Oh, well, come on.
Notice I said nothing. I'm just wanting to know. I could go on for a couple of minutes about what a waste of time it was, but I figured I'd let Michael do that.
Look, you know, you and I have to stake out some type of a stance. And,
yes.
I mean,
I've staked out mine.
And we're forced to ask questions of what did you think of the debate and what did you think of the debate. But the whole process is disgusting. We're at a very disgusting point in American history. Back to the first point you brought up with Biden and Trump's names associated with criminal activity. You know, whether or not the first point you made of that Jennifer Horn said she is inside reports that the Democrats are disgusted with Biden because of his son's crime. Well, I mean, the Republicans have many sources have said that they're disgusted with Trump's crimes. I don't know what inside sources means, and I don't know whether either party is disgusted enough with the people that they have to make any changes. So that really goes by the wayside in terms of how much is enough in terms of the party apparatus. They both are full of it. And in terms of debates, you know, when the front runner is not running, is not in the debates, and basically you see as much wishy-washy garbage as you do on both sides. I don't know who we're talking to. I don't know whether, at this point, I'm not sure.
That's a great question, isn't it? Yeah, that's the question. Who in the world is watching that stuff?
Yeah, but I don't know who's listening to us right now. In other words, what I said to you before is that, you know, we're in a situation of staking out a claim as to where we stand. But so much of media today is telling your listeners what you think they want to hear and worrying about what people think of what you say and how will it go over and all of that, which is part of the mess that we're in. People are very, very hesitant to speak their truth. You know,
so how did we get to this point? How did people get to be, there's a chicken and an egg here at some point, because people didn't come up with their ideas on their own. Somebody, you know, they read or they hear or they sense, see what is going on, and they then gravitate to a position. But it doesn't come from a vacuum. It comes from someplace. Right?
It probably comes from a combination of things, probably a deterioration of education. We don't have critical thinking on the same level we did in this country.
Right. Boy,
I think that we've seen an erosion in journalistic ethics. Journalism is now another commercial game. We try to stake out a consumership and give the customer what they want. I think that we see that. And I think that we're seeing politics that plays to the lowest common denominator. Not only do I disagree with the fine gentleman from Smithtown or whatever it is that they would say in a conversation, but anybody that disagrees with me is a demon. Anybody that dares to run against me is a corrupt piece of you-know-what. That everything is demonized as opposed to just us putting things in the perspective that they should be, and that it's just differences of opinion about policies, that we could survive either way. Everything is not existential, but it's made that way now. If this person becomes president or this person becomes dog catcher, it's the end of democracy as we know it. And then there's the other concern that maybe it would be the end of democracy. Maybe both parties and most political types are dangerous to the health of this nation. But
maybe we've run our course. Yeah, maybe we have.
Well, maybe it's cultural now. Maybe we just don't have what it takes to run a multicultural mosaic, a melting pot of people from around the world that has defined what America is about. Maybe we no longer believe in the experiment. Maybe the
everybody's got a problem. Everybody's got an issue. Everybody's got their hand out. It's become ridiculous, frankly.
Everybody has a chip on their shoulder. Everybody is suffering from righteous indignation. So,
oh, my God.
I'm sorry I don't have a clear answer to you, but
that was a great answer. Thank you. But that's why I ask you, because I know you'll come up with something that'll all make us think. I was in the last hour, the companion hour to this talk radio countdown show is the talk radio review that I do with a couple of other talk personalities. And one of the things that came up, we were talking about social media and the fact that so few people The Zuckerbergs of the world, the Elon Musks of the world, those two little worms that run Google and the other, you know, controlling influences. So few people actually influence what folks think because social media has become such a quote-unquote important way to understand what's going on in the world, and it's controlled by very few. You can count them on your hand. And that certainly it doesn't help us to get to the bottom of what's real. I don't think.
I'm glad you brought that up because one of the things on my list was social media. As much as I love theoretically the expansion of media, the speed of it, and the diversity of it, the different ways we have of communicating, I do believe that social media has increased the dumbness of the general American understanding of what's going on.
Look at what's happened. The number three item on the story list this week is the war. Actually, number four, the anti-Semitism protests. That is directly, you can draw a straight line from the misinformation that's in most social media about what's happening, the Israelis and what they're doing versus the Hamas, the horror that they've created, and the Palestinian reality, and Israel's the bad guy here. Come on. Those people who really know what's going on, you really think Israel? Israel may be doing some things that they ought not to be doing, but they sure as heck didn't create the atmosphere in which now we have these protests that supposedly the poor Palestinians are getting screwed around. Well, they are, but that's because Hamas, an agent, if you will, of Palestine, started this. They are the ones that attacked. So how do we get it so twisted around? That's the thing.
That's why the ugly specter of anti-Semitism has reared its head, is that we use these excuses to justify the slaughter of people that we don't like, and support the slaughtering of people by people we do like. Look at the way we deal with Russia and Ukraine. Look at the way we deal with everything. Yeah. So that's the issue. The issue is how we deal with this type of bigotry.
Serious stuff this week on the Countdown. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown at 18 past the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth.
How grimy are they?
Ugh. It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Past the hour now. It's the Talk
New
Radio Countdown.
What America
show.
Is talking yes, about. The Talk Radio New Countdown Show continues. Yes.
And among the great radio stations that carry the countdown every week, KQEW in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and in Little Rock, KARV at 610 a.m. carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show for a number of years. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, thank you for your participation and attention to our discussion of the stories of the week and the people who are on the list according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these charts published at talkers.com every week and gooddayshow.com. Shall we stick with Israel for a second, Michael? Number three story. The war and what Israel is doing. Because of the criticism through the week, it appears that Israel has designated a safe zone in Gaza so that the aid groups can go in and offer some relief. Of course, the people who don't like what's going on, depending on the side you're on, say it's not enough, and other people say we're giving them the benefit of the doubt and we're at war and yada, yada, yada. It's really the thing that you were addressing before, which probably needs a little bit more time, is how complicated all of this is in an age where there are A, so many people on the planet, B, there's so much, because there are so many people on the planet, there's so much discord, and there is so much disinformation because there are so many people. It's like a circus, like a vicious circle. Mm-hmm. So many people have the wrong information or want you to have the wrong information on their behalf are the Israelis doing a good thing? Are they doing a bad thing? It's a bad thing that they're at war, the poor Palestinian, you know, it's oy, oy, oy.
Well, they're doing a bad thing for a good reason, but it's still a bad thing. But they have a good reason for it. I mean, this is, we have to maintain an understanding of the conundrum we face being human, that we're a warlike species. We believe in the rights of the individual. We believe in the rights of sovereignty. We believe in certain rules, basically to create peace. But what do you do when others defy those rules? What do you do when others, you know, encroach upon your territory and try to hurt you? Then you have to resort to doing things that are against your nature, and you have to fight or be destroyed. And we are faced constantly with having to do things that we don't want to do in order to survive. the idea of, you know, just lay down your arms and be peaceful, it doesn't work historically. Now, in terms of misinformation, you know the word propaganda has been around since the beginning of communication.
Sure.
The Nazis engaged in it, propaganda. So social media does not create propaganda. What social media and the heightened media that we have here in this new era has done is it has amplified propaganda. It has individualized it. Not only do we propagandize on a mass level in mass media, one to the many, we propagandize each other. We send each other information that is faulty, and it goes back to the other thing I said, trying to please your audience, whether your audience is the members of your family at the Thanksgiving table, or your audience is your circle of friends, or you're in the media and you're trying to package a program or a newspaper or a television channel to fill a niche and to sell advertising.
All right, so let's. We only have a few seconds here, so I wanted to dig into Hannity's Trump town hall, which is number two this week on the story list from talkers. Whether he's trying to reestablish, that is, Sean, his relationship in the public's eye with Trump. Is that part of what's going on here, do you think?
I'm not sure what you meant, so we should save that.
Hold on for a second. Yeah. Right. All right, hold on. More. Another half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show coming up. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden is being indicted on some felony tax-related charges with a total of 9 counts. The filing in a federal court in Los Angeles, California, will allege that Biden failed to pay and file taxes, filed a fraudulent form, and evaded an assessment. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 17 years in prison. Sarah Isker on News Nation last night is an attorney and former Trump administration spokesperson.
We've been expecting this. We knew when that plea deal fell through that we would see criminal charges filed. They don't bring charges unless they believe they will win the case.
The White House is criticizing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying he underscored the importance of the continuous and sustained flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Israel is reporting its forces have encircled the home of the top Hamas leader in the southern part of Gaza, who is believed to be hiding underground. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
To coast and border to border, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Heard every weekend on great radio stations like KNKI in Pine Top, Arizona, and also at KVWM, which is in Snowflake, Arizona. I didn't even know there was a place called Snowflake, Arizona. See, we learn from all of these things. A lot of folks in Arizona, the bottom line here is a lot of folks in Arizona listen every week to our Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher. I'm Doug Steffen. We were talking about Sean Hannity, and my question as to whether or not he, how do you know? I say to people, well, what do you think this person meant? Only because I'm being facetious, because you never know what the person really means unless you ask them, Sean, what's your relationship with Donald Trump like these days? And then you get an answer, right? We can muse about it all we want. We don't really know what's going on. And I know when you have interviewed Sean in the past when Trump was president, he has always been the focus of usually a kind of a sit-down conversation at the Talkers Convention. And I remember once you asked him that kind of point blank. And he was pretty evasive about it.
Well, I mean, everybody's evasive when it comes to behind-the-scenes politics to a certain degree, and I asked him some tough questions. And but I also understand, you know, Sean Hannity is a broadcaster. He's a commentator. He doesn't claim to be a journalist. He operates within the realm of opinion. And opinion is packaged as entertainment, and nobody knows more about that than, you know, those of us in the business. I try to talk about it as openly as I can. So my position on Hannity is he's done a heck of a job as a broadcaster, getting himself into a position where he has been so close to a sitting president of the United States, and is now very close to a leading candidate for president in the same man, Donald Trump. Let's not deny Trump that due, that he, whether you like him or not, he is a player. And everybody that talks about him and covers him in the news is supporting him in one way or the other. And that Hannity does, knowing Hannity the way I know him, Hannity does everything he possibly can when he's talking to Trump to ground him, to try to...
Ground Trump or ground Sean?
To ground Trump, to try to bring him back to earth, to try to get him to say something that won't blow up in his face. I don't know if you've noticed that. It's a little subtle. It's not, you know, like,
he's
what the hell are you talking about, Trump? Hannity sends a signal to the listeners and the viewers that he's not 100% on board with everything that Trump says. He just has to do it very tactfully, or he'll lose access to Trump, and if he loses access to Trump, then he can't do anything with Trump. It's difficult.
You know, you said something there was pretty sage. The difference between people who are opiners on the air and people who are or claim to be journalists. I have found in my history of however many years I've been doing this, since 1974, I've run across the best and the worst. And the best, in my mind, who was a real legitimate journalist, was Gene Burns. And he was on the same radio station with a guy named Jerry Williams here in Boston, who was nothing like a journalist. He was not. He was a character. He was a commentator. He was a muckraker, which was the exact opposite of what. And they followed each other on the air. But Gene Burns, for me, and there have been some other guys, a couple of guys who worked at WOR over the years, and, you know, we can go back. But you have to go back. I think. I don't know that there's anybody, and you perhaps can correct me if I'm wrong here. I'm trying to think of people who are real, legitimate journalists. The guy who used to be on at night on ABC, whose name escapes me, John, began with a B, I think his last name. Anyway,
John, he's Bachelor?
Bachelor. He was a legitimate journalist. But who's around today that we can call a legitimate news person? Maybe is there such a thing even anywhere as a legitimate?
Well, some people are more
person.
So. More, some people are more so than others, but nobody's pure, and that has to do with the
anymore.
The change.
You mean anymore?
They don't even try to be pure anymore because that's not what they're hired to do. They're hired to fulfill the mission of gathering a large audience within a measurable niche. They target the audiences, and I call it the daily
selling advertising.
But some people have more credibility than others. Some people are better people than others. Some people get their truth across more than others. They send the right signals out in addition to the package. It's complicated. The big media cannot control their on-air people as much as they would like. So there are all kinds of, you know, games going on in the process. Right. Not every journalist or pseudo-journalist or media information entertainer follows the rules of the companies that hire them to the letter. I mean, it's not cut and dried. Just like
at
in
all.
Professional wrestling. In professional wrestling, yeah, it's fake. But a lot of those jabs and a lot of those kicks and a lot of those punches, one, hurt, two, cause damage, and three, are done on purpose. Mm-hmm. So they don't have control over everything because human beings cannot be controlled down to the core. And that's where the action is.
Yeah.
That's why I find it interesting how Hannity signals to people watching that he's not just Trump's, you know, lapdog.
Racky. Yeah, right. All right, one of your favorite passions is football, so I call upon you from time to time as we get closer to the playoffs and some of the teams that are best. The headline I saw, which intrigued me, and this is what I wanted to ask you about, are the Steelers bad or just bored? So,
the Steelers are human.
Won a game the other night. Whoa!
Yeah. Okay. There's an old saying in football: on any given Sunday. Of course, now it should be on any given Thursday,
any day,
Friday, right. Saturday, or Sunday, or Monday.
Yeah, right.
But it means that in any given day, any given game, any team could beat any other team. That they're all professionals. They're all tough, and nobody's perfect. And so, you know, hope springs eternal in the football heart. You never know if your team's going to go on a run and maybe do well.
There you go. I won't be the Patriots, though, this year, that's for sure. Number four on our list, the anti-Semitism and the protests. The president of Penn, the University of Pennsylvania, under fire after comments made at a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism. She said what she was, I don't know, I mean, I'm saying she said what she was thinking because I'm taking her at her word, but, you know, they were investigating anti-Semitism on college campuses. So Liz McGill is the president. She's now defending herself in a response to what somebody, you know, I guess the governor of Pennsylvania said that she was shameful. There were a number of college presidents that went in, some of the elite colleges that were testifying about all of this stuff going on their campuses, and some of the moments were pretty tense, Michael. And so did we accomplish anything by bringing these people in? What do we know?
Yeah, well,
what do
we get see? We get to see what hypocrites and how lack of uncentered the people running these major universities are, and it's really endemic and representative of the mindset at most colleges and universities in America today. Liz McGill, Claudine Gay, and Sally Kornbluth, who testified, are just politicians. The name president means a lot. They are politicians whose main job is to protect the income of their universities and to pander. To pander to donors, but to pander to political correctness. And they are pandering to political correctness on such a level now that they're twisting themselves into pretzels, trying to please everybody. You can be sure privately all three of those women would have very different things to say than they said publicly, but they're so twisted into pretzels now, trying to make everybody happy, that they came across in those testimonies as being full of it. And they are.
They are. Number five on the people list, by the way, if you're looking at that from Talkers Magazine. Number three on the list, the war. Sheryl Sandberg says it's important for today's young people to lean into the years of work done to combat sexual violence, the atrocities being committed by Hamas on Israeli women. This is the lady ran, if you remember her, she ran, it was Facebook before, now it's Meta, and she's been interviewed a lot, been out there talking about the sexual violence that's being perpetrated against the Israeli women. This is clear, and there's video, there's truth to this. So, you know, this is one more I bring her up because she's well known. She has been around. I bring her up because it sort of is a counter to what we were just talking about with regard to those people that run those institutions, Michael. I don't know what else there's to say, but it's pretty incredible.
Look, the thing that covers it all is emotions run high when you're dealing with warfare. People get emotional. It's like in law, there's first-degree murder, second-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. There's different, you know, homicide has a whole different spectrum of theoretical aspects. Well, it's the same thing with war. People get upset. They're emotional. There's years in history of this. There's atrocities. There's reaction. They don't sit down down and go, okay, let's measure our outrage, and let's see, how many of their people have we killed? And no, it doesn't work that way in human nature, so let's not act like we don't understand that.
In a moment, Michael and I will discuss his latest interview. Interesting guy that pretty much everybody knows. I find him to be very affable. So we'll focus on the MH interview after these words here on this week's Countdown.
Me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
You know, people talk about spreading holiday cheer. Overrated. I had some holiday cheer last year, and you know what? Lasted a couple of hours. Then whoosh, gone. Just like that. However, spreading holiday comfort with Skechers? Now that's something your loved ones will enjoy long after the new year. Because Skechers has footwear for the whole family that will be the most comfortable, stylish holiday gifts under the tree. To start, there's hands-free Skechers slip-ins. You just step into them and they're on. You don't need to bend down or touch your shoes. Find hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
So, this week on the Harrison podcast, mhinterview.com, you have one of my favorites, Brian Kilmeade, who is from Fox. He does a radio show on the Fox Network and TV as well. What did you find out about him? Because he's been to all the Talkers Convention. You know him. What did you find out that you didn't know before?
I found out that he's critical of Trump when Trump deserves it. He was very clear about that. And he was very forthcoming about his views on what Trump does right and what Trump does wrong, which is always interesting for somebody but from Fox. But basically, I found out what I've always known, is that Brian Kilmeade is one, a very nice guy, two, a very smart nice guy, even though some people like to make fun of him. But more importantly, he's... why? Because he sometimes says things that are politically challengeable in terms of the wars between the left and the right. It happens to everybody on Fox, so, you know, he's subject to criticism. But that aside, what I found out is something I've always known, is that Brian Kilmeade is an outstanding student of American history, and he's written a number of books. His latest one is about Teddy Roosevelt and Booker T, about race relations, Booker T. Washington, Theodore Roosevelt. It's worth reading and listening to the interview. MHinterview.com.
Check it out, mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Dells.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This can be moderately painful. That's 53 after the hour now on the Good Day program. We have the pleasure of Chuck Curry's company to talk about movies that are coming out this weekend, and we also will be curious about why we're playing this music, Charles.
This day in TV history, Doug, Charlie Brown Christmas premiered on CBS December 8, 1965, a perennial favorite. Very simple cartoon that really radiated with a mass audience. Always gets a big audience when it airs on CBS yearly. I think the last few years, though, it went to a streaming service and has not, maybe last year, but these couple years before, it aired on a streaming service and not the network, which is, I think, a shame.
Is it un-American to say that I think those shows are awful? Not awful. They're just boring.
Really? Let me ask you a question. What do you like? Okay, Frosty the Snowman. Do you like that one?
I liked it when I saw it as a child. Yes.
Yeah. Frosty, so you're like you've grown Snowman into an old bearded guy, and you don't like this stuff. Is that what you're saying? Tell the audience. Be honest.
Right. I've grown into an old, bitter guy. Yes, that's
it. Tell me how to avoid that path. I'll do everything.
I know, right. Well, you just have to stick around and don't do what I say. What is the expression? Don't do as I do as I say.
I got you. Understood. Okay.
Did you see the shift? I know you interviewed
I did not yet.
One of the stars. I'm trying to figure out whether I want to go see it or not. I looked at the trailer. And yeah. I can't really, it's maybe a little weird for me. Am I right on that, do you think?
Well, listen, it is definitely, you know, it's interesting because when I asked him a question about faith-based movies, because that was my game plan and how Angel Studios works, how all this stuff works, what is the market for these films, and they do have a sizable market for faith-based movies, and this,
yeah.
And the studio Angel Studios, which released Sound of Freedom, has specialized in grassroots marketing, meaning they're not spending P&R, which is advertising dollars on radio and television. They're doing it grassroots through churches and also social media. So, you know, all the money they make from theaters goes into their bank account. It's not a lot of P&R marketing dollars. So it's a $7 million production. It's done about $7 million in business. It should play through the holidays. It'll be profitable ultimately.
All right. So let me ask you whether you think, like Neil McDonough, you interviewed him. Did you get from him, like with Cavill, he's sort of lives the life, that
I get the feeling
Christian
he does
life.
Also. No, I do.
McDonough?
I get the feeling.
Okay.
Listen, there's a story about Neil McDonough I didn't talk about, but I think it was 2010, he was on the set of a film, and they wanted him to do a love scene or kissing scene with another actress, and he said, I cannot do it, I won't do it, because I'm a devout Catholic and I'm married. And he wound up getting blackballed for a couple
really?
Of years in the industry, which is absurd and ridiculous, but yeah, he's a devout
he's
Catholic.
He's very recognizable.
I thought he was a great guy.
Yeah, you see him everywhere. He's in all kinds
Yellowstone
of
Yellowstone and suits. And he played the villain in Walking Tall with Wayne. He's played the villain. He plays a great villain.
He's been playing villains a lot lately. Yes, he has been. All right, speaking of villains, this movie Silent Night, which is another one of his. So much creepy stuff around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yucca. I looked at the trailer for that, and I don't like all the
you know why they call it Silent Night? Because there's almost no dialogue in the movie. The hero of the film gets shot in the throat in the beginning. He doesn't speak. It's a revenge vigilante movie, and there's almost no dialogue throughout the entire film. It only
like the Keanu Reeves movies. Yeah.
Those movies.
You know what's coming back?
Yeah.
Here's something to look forward to. Love Actually is in theaters, I think, this weekend. I'm going to go see that.
And so is Die Hard. Disney 20th Century Fox re-released Die Hard into a bunch of theaters this weekend. You know, that is a great Christmas movie, Doug. Let's just tell it like it is.
Well, Love Actually will be on TV, but it's
and I love Love Actually. I think, you know, some people, there's a lot of articles always written about Love Actually, how politically incorrect it is, and it makes some people feel uncomfortable.
Get lost.
But it's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Yeah, it really is. It's so wonderful, so warm, great stories.
Like your personality,
so many
very warm.
Great stories. Yeah. All right. So we'll have our usual box office totals on Monday. See what the weekend did. Hi, Chucker. Thank you. Talk to you on Monday.
Doug.
Yes. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. How isn't it interesting how that works?
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.